Welcome to Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to an amazing Saturday AM Live. Regardless of where you are at in the globe, when you're tuning in, it's absolutely gorgeous in the Pacific Northwest. Snow-capped mountains as far as the eye can see, and an unbelievable beautiful sunrise just disappeared. The reds and the pinks, I would have taken a picture of it, but I have so many pictures of it. It's kind of cold outside. So Gloria Snyder is our guest this morning. And Gloria, there's not too many people in the few years that I've been having this fun chat on Sunday morning. There's not very many people that I know literally nothing about you. Okay? I mean, nothing. And and yet I kept seeing your name the last few years, especially the last two. This two-year ice storm day, adapting every day to new parameters. I heard one last night. the expert person being interviewed said this: we don't know how we're going to live without wearing a mask. And I looked at the TV and I said to my favorite wife of 26 and a half years, my only wife, I said, oh dear, life, and you can interpret this, Gloria, however you want, but did you ever live life, because I don't know your age, I don't know where, what part of the world you're in, did you ever live life without wearing a Nikon face mask?
I did, and I do.
You did and you do. Okay. So it's pretty simple. So why or how, and you can take us back as early as you want to, your earliest childhood memory of when you woke up one day or, you know, as a kindergartner and your kindergartner teacher looked at you and said, Gloria, when you grow up, you're going to introduce people to Japanese technologies and Japanese philosophies that are going to change their life forever. And at that point in your kindergarten years, you said, that's right. That's my future. I highly doubt that conversation ever took place, but take us back to when Gloria first heard. Okay, you're laughing, so go ahead. I'll stop talking now.
Well, good morning, everyone. I'm honored to be asked to talk, and not knowing me, Vance, you're going to have to get the hook, get me off stage, because I do like to tell stories, and everything is a story to me, and I just love looking at life that way, that it's hearing other people's stories and gathering my own. You're not too far off with that kindergarten story. My kindergarten teacher in Albany, New York was Mrs. Grinmanis, and 20 years later, she was my son's teacher, and she inspired in me to be a teacher. That wasn't the plan that unfolded, but I get to teach every day. I get to do show and tell every day, and I did have a teaching career in a situation with an open classroom where there are certified teachers, and I was not, but I used my gifts anyways to turn on light bulbs for little children. I taught 3 and 4 year olds for about 15 years. And when I moved to Georgia in 1994, because my husband wanted to work permanently outside instead of once in a while, as a heavy construction operator and foreman. I dragged my feet for 10 years, but we made it there in 94, and our new life unfolded. Everything was good. We had a son who was in college. We had an 8-year-old, and everything was, we loved our jobs. We loved our home. We loved our new neighbors. I loved living near my sister again. And yet, I said to my husband in early 1998, I said, I love everything that we've created and everything that we've been blessed with. I said, but I'm needing something more. I feel that I need to be more. And it was just a few months later that my neighbor came across the street, a lady I didn't know that well because she had very little babies. And we only literally saw her walking up the sidewalk. And while we were working in the garden, we would wave to her. But she started this business. And it was because her husband was out of work and she needed to do something from home. And she asked me if she could demo some products. And I said yes to help a neighbor. I didn't know it was network marketing. I didn't know it was Mecan. I didn't know anything. I was helping a friend. And so our miracle came the next week because she was so new in the business. She had bought her products in the packs that they offered at the time, and we used them. She didn't know that I was investigating a hip replacement, that I had needed since I was 20. And she didn't know that my husband suffered from debilitating throbbing in his head. And that man used to bang his head on the wall to get relief. We thought that it was something that he picked up in Vietnam, but there was no proof. But he couldn't take the drugs because of being around heavy equipment. And so I slept on the magnetic pad. He took the magnetic pillow, and my teenager grabbed the blanket because she had been sitting at the top of the stairs during our little demo conversation in the living room. And in three nights, we knew something was changing for the good. I didn't reach for anything on the nightstand to go after, my discomfort and inflammation, and my husband stood up and he said, my head is clear. And in that moment, we just kind of wondered, how could it be that something non-toxic, non-invasive, that doesn't interrupt the message between the hurt and the brain, how could that give us relief? But we both are. We both have an abundance of common sense. I recently gave myself an honorary degree, and I might put it on my business card, MCS after my name, because I have a master's degree in common sense. It's aggravating for some people. It interferes with very intelligent people sometimes. They just don't understand the angle that I'm coming from. And so what I have done since 1998, when we put our name in the computer because I was not buying a sleep system retail, what I have realized is all I'm asking of people is to look through their own beautiful kaleidoscope, but allow me to give it one click. One click of the kaleidoscope can change everything. And it can change the way you see things. And so that's what I ask anyone to do. I did it the other day when I had cold called a business and got an appointment with their massage therapist. It took weeks to get our schedules aligned, but I finally got to meet him. He had never heard of this company. I think the company's older. Well, I know the company's older than he is. And I proceeded to loosen up his back without touching him by using the Mag Duo and rubbing Mag Duo on my hand. And he looked at me and he said, I'm intrigued. I said, well, then I can leave now because I've clicked your kaleidoscope. And he laughed and he understood, and he was grateful I had a catalog with me. And I thank Mike DiMuccio for reminding us to order them from Life and Balance Tools, and I'm so glad to see that on the home page now that Mecan is encouraging us to use them. So I'm a maker. I'm a disruptor. I'm a show and tell fanatic. But my biggest addiction, with Nikan is not just feeling well, not just being grateful every single morning that I don't have to know what being almost 69 feels like, or my husband at 75. We get up and go about our day as well. We make as many plans as we should, and we let God unfold the rest, and we stay flexible as a willow to do that. So I just know that humans being more, back in the day when we had the flip chart, that was the front cover of it. I still have one in my home as a souvenir. And when I walked in my first event and saw that sign, humans being more, well, it was exactly what I had asked for. When I said to my husband, I think I need to be more. It also connected me to working with kids in a ministry in church, and I thought that was what I was supposed to be doing. But it turned out that I was handed Nikan. I was gifted this company that is willing to work harder than I ever have. I try not to be feeling guilty about that, because I know that I have not built the network as big as I'd like. And I had to learn that people do things in their time for their reasons, and I will go along for the ride and be there for them. I've been texting this one woman who has moved, I think, 3 times since I met her, and she thanks me every single time I reach out. She's not ready yet, but she is so grateful that I stay in touch and that I haven't forgotten her. And another young woman texted me back the other day and said, "Don't give up on me." And I said, "Not a chance. Don't give up on yourself." And she thanked me for that. But that's my job, is to just keep letting people know that this company, who has had their back for more than 47 years, because the work was taking place before they opened the doors, and just let them know that there are solutions out there if they're seeking them, outside of getting a prescription written on a script pad. And I was just reading an article this morning that there are people that are trying to stop the commercials on TV that are selling pharmaceuticals and asking us to ask our doctor for them, even if they don't have the issue they think they might.
Laura, can I ask you a question? Because
sure.
I have to apologize for laughing, but the only laughs you heard were because I demuted my line and I forgot, and I looked down at my phone and realized, oh my goodness, she can hear me now.
That's fine.
Because former kindergarten teacher turned into kung fu master. You literally are karate chopping your way right into the hearts of people, or into their lives, into their homes, with the wellness home, is the way I interpret what you just shared, because you told us exactly what Nikan has done for you and your husband and your family and for the lives of who knows however many. And you said it yourself, I haven't built my network as big as I want to or as good, but I'm not going to stop. And I didn't even ask you your age, and yet you voluntarily gave it. And I thought to myself, you know, yeah, you may be a former teacher, and you may be a, you know, get her done type of gal, but you have a vision for something that's so much bigger. Because in this last year, I believe too that you earned a new position with Nikan, or you earned something that was kind of exciting. Can you tell? I don't want to spend a lot of time talking about the Nikan incentives and all the great things they give to us. But what I do want to let people know is that you're a mover and a shaker that's kind of been moving and shaking without a lot of stage time, you know, per se. You're just doing it, and you're getting stuff done, and you're getting some nice rewards as a result, correct?
I have enjoyed being in the background.
being the host of Humans Being More was one of my biggest joys, and how I've met most people in NECAN. It's how they know me, and because I was always at the registration table. And because I've connected with a few Crossline, I'm under Jack and Karen Enzyme and Bill Cottle right now. I've had three different uplines. Change is going to happen. And I love the fact that how do I want to say this? There's times when I want to say that I'm frustrated or change is not what I like. But then there's other times when because I've been connected with Crossline and we text each other our gratitude journal page every single morning, and we it's not that we hold our each other's feet to the fire. We just let each other know that if you need to rest, if you need to lean back, if you need to be pushed forward a little bit, that they're there for me. And so because of this, because I set goals of getting a certain paycheck every Friday, because I've set a goal of Club Ki, which I have not yet hit, I would really love that reward every quarter. But because of this continuous motion, I was able to accumulate the points, and it was almost without the double volume, because I was approaching platinum at the end of December, but I landed on gold. And it had eluded me for many, many reasons over the years. And I'm grateful, but it is just a name. Now qualifying is another goal, but I'm going to continue to aim at qualifying as a silver, because that'll lead me closer to Club Ki. And so I remember somebody talking to me about volume per month, what do you want, that kind of conversation. And they would throw out these really big numbers, and I would be honest, and I'd say, I can't wrap my mind around that. And then they'd say, what number can you embrace? And that's the number I picked. And so I'm not a millionaire in NECAN, because I've never asked to be a millionaire in NECAN. I've asked to continually make a difference, to continually get through any fear barrier of picking up the phone or making a cold call or joining a new networking group and standing up and saying who I am, what I do, and you should want to have this information, because this is not any longer what I do. This is who I am. Come into my home, see how I live as a wellness consultant. And people are, if we can take anything away from the last 2 years, we can take away the fact that people are more aware of the fact that they need self-care, that they're not necessarily going to run to the doctor for every little thing.
Well, you can. I mean, if you want to, it's not a good protocol.
Well, yeah, but the last 2 years taught them that they might not want to get in their car and go anywhere. Much less sit in a germy doctor's office.
I mean, I Stacy and I and our girls, our first trip, this was like, 11 years ago, we went to a little village called Kora. It's in the heart of Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. And it's right in the middle of the city, and there's 4 million people in that city, and most people don't have any clue, unless you're an advocate of watching Oprah Winfrey and a lot of her old reruns. But she heavily financially sponsors this little village, and it's a little village of 30,000, not 13, not 30, but 30,000 lepers. Okay? And right in the middle of the city, and we spent an entire day there having fun, playing, meeting people who most don't have digits, you know, limbs, all kinds of stuff. I've got a rug that's made out of rope from a guy who we instantly became BFFs. That's for those of you who are over the age of 50, that means best friend forever. And but I bought a rope rug from him. He has no fingers. He tied a series of several knots and made this rope rug, and I paid him for it. And then I said, hey, I've got all these frisbees I brought from home. We had a ton of them left over from a thing we did. And do you want one? And he flipped it over, and he didn't speak any English. And he flipped it over, and I went, oh, you don't want one frisbee. You want a set of six so your family can use them as plates to eat off of. And I went, you know, I want to take this guy back in my suitcase because he's got a vision for things way better. My point in all that, Gloria, is, yeah, you're right. The last 2 years, our culture has taught us we really shouldn't be running to the doctor because our doctor may be sick himself or herself, and that doctor's office may be teeming with all kinds of stuff. Leprosy is not a communicable disease. We knew that, and I've got more pictures hugging myself with tears coming down my cheeks, hugging lepers, because I know I couldn't get it from them. It has nothing to do with what they can, you know. But I really appreciate your perspective, and I really appreciate the fact that you're willing to step out there and say, yeah, I do have a master's degree in common sense. I mean, that's what this is all about, man. That's you've given us more things to think about and digest. And what I'd like to do, I had a bunch of other questions prepared in my mind. I have nothing written down. I've got my laptop open. I've got my Bible open. And I got a bunch of other stuff. The computer's open. And I thought, oh, my goodness. And again, I didn't know you were a kindergarten teacher. I didn't. I didn't ask our good friend, mutual friend, Nancy Clyde. Did you come up with that statement or did Nancy? Money in the bank every Friday. Did you come up with that or did Nancy?
That came from me. That was my goal, and she embraced it, and we both did, and now we're ready to raise the amount of money that we want to earn on Fridays.
Can you explain that to people who don't understand Nikin's compensation plan, what that means?
It means that I sell retail products every single week, and the next Friday I get paid the difference between wholesale and retail. So I don't have to wait until the 15th of the month when an accumulation of team members have done. I know what I can put in my bank account on Friday from my efforts.
And is that open to anybody, or do you have to pay some special fee to be a licensed retail salesperson for Nikin?
You have to put in your $20 to get your ID number, and then you are allowed to move product through the warehouse. And what I love right now that's happening is that it is not like November and December when we were hacked and things shut down. This is not 2021. This is an upgrade of our system that will be updated yearly. It'll now have the capability to be updated on a regular basis. And you call in your orders. You know, I'm still meeting with people. I'll get to the computer. I'll get to my numbers. But if I don't meet people, if I don't go to meetings, if I don't get online, if I don't put a couple messages on social media, then there won't be any retail sales and there won't be any paycheck for me on Friday. And that's my immediate goal. We're living in Florida right now. My husband's retired. I am not. I like having that extra fund money. Hit the account on Fridays. And I love that was one of the first things on this company's mind. We will not miss a paycheck. We never have. We never intend to. I'm just beyond excited. I don't necessarily love learning new technology, but I don't mind not learning. Oh, and a big part of me going gold last year was being on Jeff Isom's calls on Tuesday night and Wednesday night. 30 minutes on Tuesday night. It was digesting a book like Atomic Habits. Or on Wednesday night, we talk about the business. So humans being more on Tuesday, entrepreneurs being more on Wednesday, unless it's the week where Luis is speaking for Nikan Next. And being
committed to that for the past couple of years, and the online Humans Being More classes has made every difference for me.
Gloria, would you recommend, because did you have to sacrifice something on Tuesday nights, every Tuesday, to be part of that class that Jeff teaches? Because it's a 30-minute class, correct?
Correct.
Would you have to sacrifice something? Because that in Florida time zone, that's like prime time, I mean, really good educational TV viewing time, isn't it?
You mean a good rerun or a Hallmark movie? Yeah, I you know, we're a couple hours past dinner, past walking the dog. You know, it's I'd get out of the pool if I had to, and do it. I didn't get to go to college, so I'm not a certified teacher. I got to use my talents in a situation where there was a certified teacher in the room, because I knew that that's what I was born to do. And so I will never take it away from a teacher. I am not a certified teacher, but I just knew that it was what I was born to do.
Gloria, you opened that door, and I want to finish with this thought, because the non-certified teacher that I live with, who's only 18 credit hours away from a master's degree in teaching, and she has taught off and on for the last 10 years, mostly on, and it's created an amazing life for us, and it's opened up so many doors. But she's setting, we call it chocolate hair, vanilla care. Okay, our youngest is from Ethiopia, so she's a little darker hue. And we have a lot of inside family jokes that never leave the four walls of our house, and we just laugh and we laugh, and we're not being racist, we're not making fun, we're just embracing the opportunities we have. And Stacy's sitting there doing, it's about a 12-hour process to take all the hair braids out that she put in, and she gets to do this every 6 to 8 weeks, or we spend a major amount of money to have someone else do it. And we had just partaken of the global news, what's going on around the globe, and we're not going to talk about that because it's not really that positive. And I walked out of the living room, and I came back in, and then I grabbed the remote, and I started perusing the, as you said, the Hallmark channel. And I didn't know it was a Hallmark channel. I got onto it, and I flipped on this movie that was based on a true story that all takes place in Paris. And it's about love and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And it's a really cute, cute storyline. I didn't know it was based on a true story. Anyways, here's my point. Stacy says to the 12-year-old, Daddy needs an escape from reality. Why? Because I can't watch things that are going on the news, especially when they're about places where I've spent a lot of time. And I needed an escape. And every Tuesday, when Jeff teaches this class about humans being more, and I'm looking at the website right now, and I see that the most powerful product that we have available, of the 12 options that we can choose on the new shopping cart, lower right-hand corner, what is it called again? Let me look it up here so I'm not misdirecting anybody. HBMST, Humans Being More ST. I don't know what the ST stands for.
Silver training. They used to call it silver.
Right. Back in the day. And it's pretty simple. If you pick that product first for $19, your life will never be the same. And here's how I know, and I'm going to wrap it up with this, and the kindergarten teacher may appreciate this. I got a call yesterday from one of the young men who's a teacher in Oxford, Michigan. You folks might have heard of Oxford, Michigan, in that school district. He's a teacher there, and he's learning how to navigate reteaching history and talking about wars in a school district where they had their own little war and 4 students were killed a few months ago. And here's my point. He called me out of the blue. I have not talked to Chris since August of 1994, when the two of us had spent 2 months in Ukraine. And I'm going to, we couldn't finish our conversation, but he was one of the young people that I got to lead, much like you, Gloria, have gotten to lead and impact a lot of kindergarten students, and you're still leading them. They're just in adult bodies now with adult brains, but some of them need to be given that certification of common sense, and because they just need to be directed to Neekin to figure out which product they need to start with.
Exactly.
So, yeah, Gloria, you've given us so much to chew on in this 30 minutes where you've shared your story so beautifully. And I'd like to bug you again in a few weeks because as far as I'm concerned, you've got a master's degree in communication on how to take some of these simple truths and bring them to consultants, because that's mostly who's listening right now is consultants. And if some of us have been around the block a few years and some of us are brand new. And regardless of how long our tenure, we all need a kind of, hey, why don't you look at it from this perspective? So I'd love to have you come back and I'll stop and I won't laugh, I promise. Oh, I may laugh.
Oh, no, I'll mute. I love that I made you smile. That I see it. On the phone you can't. On a Zoom you can see it. On a phone call you can't. So I loved you being unmuted. That was special. I'd be honored to come back, and I'll tell you the story about the bucket of chicken.
Because I want to hear that. Because Nancy, I spent 9 hours with Nancy once in her car. And it was supposed to be a 5-hour journey from Dallas to San Antonio. And due to a thing called traffic, who knew? And I almost made her wet her pants a few times, not because I was being such a goofball, but it's because we got on the side roads where there was no places to find a rest area or a convenience store or... You know, it's good in the hood until you cross the wrong set of tracks and you're like, wait a second, this isn't where we're supposed to. So we had a really good time, but she's the one that really taught me a lot about all these things. But I heard that because she had told me about the bucket of chicken. So we'll have you back for an encore. So Gloria Snyder has been our guest this morning. This conversation and many others are always posted on Saturday AM Live. And I apologize for those 20 of you that tuned in last week because there was no call due to Awakening the Five Pillars. I mean, it's like, whoa, we got a lot of stuff going on. Just like today, we've got Seiko Kai coming up in an hour and 18 minutes. So you don't want to miss that. It's never too late to register. If you haven't registered for it, it's a 2-hour event and it's fast paced. It's Mach 6, with your hair on fire. You talk about the book Atomic Habits, Gloria. It's like, man, you get a habit of tuning into this thing as often as it happens, and it's a life changer. I mean, I got nothing else to do. I can't run around outside in the sunshine because it's kind of cold. I mean, I could, but that wind is cold this time of year. So would you recommend getting on Seiko Kai? Is that something
Absolutely.
Worthwhile?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I've already done some gardening. I'm going to go do a little bit more and then clean up, and I'll see you on the Zoom.
That's like what I said. When I got to co-host it with Ruben last fall, I said, come on inside. Just take a break. Come on inside for a couple hours. We all have like a zillion and one things to do on our to-do list, but just come on inside or set outside if you want to. I know Kimball Sargent does that. I know Nancy did that last weekend. If you're in an area where you can sit outside with your laptop or your phone, it's just a click away. And it takes how long does it take to type in your name and your email address? And boom, then you got the link. And then just sit there and make sure you grab a paper and pen, though, because you're going to want for any of these. So, Gloria, thank you so, so, so very much. And we'll be in touch. And then I'll have you back. And you're welcome to stick around because we've got a few minutes of Q&A. Lined up, and then we'll have you back, though.
SaturdayAMLive.com is the website where we post all these recordings, and, you know, if you like what you heard, share the link with friends, and
I look forward to hearing from everybody. Ciao for now.